Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to DOMS Industries Limited Q2 FY25 conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Zico. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q2 FY25 results conference call of DOMS Industries. We have with us today senior management represented by Mr. Santosh Raveshia, Managing Director, and Mr. Rahul Shah, CFO. Now, I hand over the call to the management for their initial comments on the quarterly performance, and then we will open the floor for question and answer session. Thanks, and over to you, Santosh Bhai.
Thank you very much, team. Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome all the participants to the earnings call conference for Q2 and H1 FY25. Joining me on this call is Mr. Rahul Shah, our CFO, and the team from Marathon Capital, our investor relations advisors. Hope everyone had an amazing Diwali. We wish every one of you and your family a very prosperous new year ahead. We are pleased to inform you that we have successfully completed the acquisition of 51.8% stake in Uniclan Healthcare Private Limited, a growing company engaged in manufacturing and marketing of baby hygiene products, mainly diapers and wipes. Our teams are now focused on expanding the distribution network of Uniclan. We recently held our annual sales conference in Jaipur, wherein we also took an opportunity to introduce our entire channel family to the management, products, and manufacturing infrastructure of Uniclan. The response from our channel partners, as expected, has been exciting. We are optimistic about our growth strategy in the baby hygiene segment and strongly believe that this acquisition shall have an overall positive impact on our growth plans. During the quarter, we have been able to achieve a year-on-year sales growth of approximately 20% in the first half of the current financial year, largely driven by increasing sales of writing pens, adhesives, and kits and combination packs, as well as the positive impact of the Uniclan acquisition. We would like to thank our entire team and channel partners whose efforts have helped us to achieve this growth in otherwise a difficult period with challenging demand conditions in the domestic market, as well as growing global geopolitical tensions, especially in the Middle East. The growth is also reflective of strong acceptance and expanding reach of DOMS brand and its unique product proposition. DOMS' domestic sales, with an increase of 25%, continues to be the main driver of growth and now constitutes 85% of our total sales. Leveraging our market network strength and following a technology and data-driven approach, we have been able to further strengthen our network in India, which has led us to this growth. On the export front, owing to geopolitical tensions, especially in the Middle East, our export revenues have marginally got impacted, but we remain persistent, though watchful and vigilant, to capitalize on the growth opportunities in the export markets as well. We foresee improvements in export business conditions and going forward, as we have started receiving encouraging feedback from most of our customers across all the territories we operate. On the product development and new product launches, I am pleased to share that we continue to introduce innovative and fascinating offerings for our consumers during the quarter. We have introduced new SKUs in writing instruments, marker pens, adhesives, kits and combination packs, fine art products, and other scholastic stationery materials. As always, we have received very encouraging and positive response from our consumers for these launches. With regard to our core stationery and art material business, we continue to focus on increasing our manufacturing capacities with multiple ongoing projects, including the construction at the adjoining 44-acre land parcel. In the last few months, we have successfully increased the production capacities of mathematical boxes by 20%, paper stationery product by 20%, post-installation of the third automatic exercise book manufacturing line, and are underway to increase capacity utilization of third pen plant to reach the capacity of 1 million pens per day additionally. Going forward, we are excited to kick off the upcoming back-to-school season with increase in our capacity of pencils, ballpoint pens, and paper stationery products. Further, the planned launch of school bags, which will be launched in the market starting from Q4 FY25 with attractive and interesting designs in all our sales verticals. Our business fundamentals overall remain strong with all the underlying metrics in place of strong pipeline of new products, increasing capacities, targeted market expansion strategies, and a well-entrenched distribution network. With this working seamlessly in tandem, we are on track of achieving our full year target of close to 20% growth in revenues for our core stationery and art material business. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Rahul Shah, for the update on Q2 H1 FY25 financial overview. Thank you very much and Happy New Year again.
Thank you, Supervisor. Good evening, everyone. Wishing you all a great new year. We would now like to highlight the details of our financial performance for the quarter and 6 month period ended September 30, 2024. To begin with, a quick overview on the consolidated results for the second quarter financial year 2025. Consolidated operating revenues for Q2 FY25 stood at 457.8 crores, a growth of nearly 20% compared to the same quarter last financial year. This increase in sales was predominantly on account of increase in sales from office supply segment, on account of increase in sale volume of ballpoint pens, increase in sales of mathematical boxes and erasers in the scholastic stationery segment, increase in sales of adhesives and kits and combination packs. The EBITDA margin for Q2 FY25 stood at 18.8% as compared to 17.1% in Q2 FY24. EBITDA grew by 31.7% to 85.9 crores. As compared to 65.2 crores in Q2 FY24 with a margin expansion of nearly 171 basis points. This margin expansion year on year was account of slight increase in ASPs as compared to the previous year same quarter. Also, we have benefited from efficiencies playing out on account of increase in scale and size of operations resulting in better fixed cost absorption. As a result of these factors and on account of increase in other income and lower finance costs, and on the PAT front also we saw improvement in our margins from 9.8% in Q2 FY24 to 11.8% in Q2 FY25. PAT for Q2 FY25 stood at 53.7 crores. Talking of our half yearly results, our revenue from operations grew by 18.5% to 902.8 crores in H1 FY25 from 761.8 crores in H1 FY24. EBITDA for the first half current financial year grew by 35.2% to 172.3 crores from 127.4 crores in HY FY24. Further, our PAT also increased from 73.9 crores in H1 FY24 to 108 crores in H1 FY25, a growth of approximately 46%. Sequentially, quarter on quarter, our revenues from operations have grown by 2.9% to 445 crores reported in Q1 FY25. This sequential growth was primarily attributed to the consolidation of about 14.3 crores of revenues from Uniclan, which we started consolidating effective September 16, 2024. If we exclude the impact of the Uniclan acquisition, our revenues for the quarter were almost flattish compared to the immediately preceding quarter, which is in line with our historical trends as well, when our revenues in the second quarter have been similar to the revenues in the first quarter. During the quarter, we saw an increase in our accounts receivable, accounts payable, and inventory cycle. The reason for these increase have been the increase in trade receivable on a standalone basis, as well as the impact of the Uniclan acquisition, which happened mid-month. Nevertheless, the working capital is still around 48.5 days, which remains within our targeted range of 45 to 50 days. On the capex front, we continue to focus on expanding our manufacturing capabilities to capitalize on the growth potential. During the first half of the current year, excluding the impact of the Uniclan acquisition, at a consolidated level, the company has invested 57 crores towards capital expenditure, including capital advances. These funds were primarily invested for the construction activities and purchase of new plant and machineries. The capex during the quarter was lower on account of halt in construction activities owing to the monsoon season. However, construction activities at our 44 plus acre facilities have now begun in full swing, and we are on track to have our first building ready by Q3 FY26. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Mr. Kunal Bora with BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and good evening, Santosh Bhai and Rahul Bhai. Congrats for a good performance in a weak market. I had a few questions. Can you give us a full quarter performance of Uniclan? 14 crores for 15 days looks like a better run rate compared to what you had when you acquired the business, maybe around 150 crores. And what's the outlook for second half for Uniclan? And also, if you can provide some sense on, like you mentioned that you got like good response from the distributors, what kind of benefit should we expect in the near term from that?
Kunal bhai, hi. So Uniclan acquisition was completed on September 16, 2024. So, you know, it became our subsidiary effective that date. For the 15 odd days of consolidated numbers that we have in, you know, we've taken, had revenues of about 14.3 crores. From a run rate perspective, the monthly run rate of Uniclan is between 15 to 17 crores. But typically what happens with their size, you know, a lot of their revenues get booked during the later half of the month. That's how typically that business operates. So from a capacity, current capacity perspective also, we believe Uniclan will continue, you know, to have a run rate of between 15 to 17 odd crores. Like we mentioned earlier, currently they have two automatic manufacturing lines with a total installed capacity of 40 crore diapers annum. The third line has already reached Indian shores. It is currently under clearing from the ports, should come to the factory in the next week or so. and commercial production after testing and all should start by the end of the current calendar year. So in the first quarter, there we might see some increase in revenues due to this. But right now, this is where the revenue guidance is. And with respect to margin, like we highlighted in the previous call, Uniclan is, when compared to our other core business, stationery and art material, is slightly lower with EBITDA margins close to about 5 to 7%.
Understood. And what's the visibility you have for FY26 and 27, because new capacity will come on board? So current turn rate implies you'll be doing about whatever 180 crore kind of revenue. So how does that look like in FY26? And maybe if you have any visibility on FY27?
So, Kunalbhai, right now, you know, like Santoshbhai mentioned, we had our annual sales conference this year at Jaipur. The intention was to introduce our family of channel partners to, you know, the Uniclan team, the Uniclan infrastructure, their products. At this event, we also, you know, showcased the DOMS co-branded diapers packaging to all of them. The response from our channel partners was very exciting. I think, conservatively speaking, we should have close to about 50.
So, now the 50% of our channel partners have already, you know, confirmed their, you know, interest to participate, you know, with this particular new line. And I think should be, if this 50 gets materialized, it's enough, you know, for.
So we should, you know, look at more from a utilization rate, capacity utilization of close to 85 to 90% in the coming financial year.
Which was 60% when you acquired the business, right? And now it is what?
And with the new plant for diapers, and also they are installing a separate unit for manufacturing of wet wipes, which will have a capacity of about 1.72 crore packs a year.
Understood. Okay. And can you also explain the guidance of 20% growth that I believe excludes Uniclan, right? And which will mean that the core business ex Uniclan should have a stronger second half compared to first half?
So, Kunalbhai, yes, the 20% growth guidance that we have for the full year is excluding the impact of Uniclan. You know, for those, that core business, we are having a revenue growth target of close to 20%. The key driver for this growth shall be the increase in capacity in our ballpoint pens, adhesives, fine art products, and hobby products like fabric athletic, fabric colors that we've recently launched. Further, we will also get a little bit of benefit from the increase in capacity of wooden pencils towards the last quarter of the current financial year. These factors, coupled with improving market sentiments and the beginning of new back-to-school season, should help us achieving in the target growth of about 20%. Along with Uniclan being consolidated for the entire second half of the financial year 2025, you know, our consolidated revenue growth for FY25 should be approximately 23 to 25%. At Uniclan, we will be able to see increase in volumes also as the capacity, production capacity shall rise once their third line is installed and ready for commercialization.
Understood. Thanks. And paper business seems to have seen some decline. Is it because of decrease in paper price or anything else?
It's a mix of both the two factors. One, like you rightly said, you know, this segment saw a marginal decline of about 6.4% during this period, primarily attributed to, you know, decrease in a little bit of paper prices where we passed on the benefit to our consumers and customers, and slightly sluggish demand, especially coming from, you know, on the export front from U.S. So as a result of these factors, we saw a slight decline, but we remain optimistic, you know, with the, we've, you know, launching new products, new, you know, the entire design philosophy of our books, we are changing them. The new designing and everything, you know, is something which is very fascinating. So we are optimistic for this segment, and with the new line that we've installed now, I think this business should see a significant uptake in Q3 and Q4.
Understood. Just one last question, after that I'll come in with you. On the pen business, how is it like? How have you done? What kind of market share have you achieved? What's the industry doing? And, like, as the new capacity comes on board, where do you expect to end the year in terms of sales?
So, Kunal, you know, historically also, we've never, you know, guided for any particular product or how much we will do. But, you know, we continue launching new SKUs within our pen segment also. Today, we primarily now have five different products within the ballpoint pen segment, which amongst them have, 22+ SKUs with different pack size and colors. We also recently, you know, launched our, gel pens and have a strong new product pipeline to be launched as we increase the production from the new, facility which got commercialized. You know, from a, our thought process for this segment, as you know, our most important customers have always been, young kids, and, consumption is more school-driven. So company believes in having a rationalized approach towards, a new product, development as well as pricing. So we'll continue to focus on these segments, come out with, new, SKUs, attractive packs, attractive, products, and, we're hopeful that, you know, we'll soon be short of capacity for, this segment also.
So currently, are you operating at full capacity or?
So, currently we are operating with almost 100%, I can say, capacity utilization. As Rahul mentioned, you know, we are mainly into 5 rupee and 10 rupee pens, which are mostly addressed to school kids. So as of now, we are out of stock each day.
Understood. Thank you, Rahul. Thank you, Santosh. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Joshi from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just one observation on our distribution mix. So if I look at our distribution count, or rather the distributor count, it stands at about 4,750, which is similar to what it was in the previous quarter. But if I look at our retail touch points, it has increased by about 10,000 to 135,000 touch points. So if you can explain the reason behind this, and the quantum appears to be quite big if I talk about the sequential increase. So any thoughts on that?
So basically, Jinesh, this increase in has happened is basically at the retail level, where we had about 125,000+ retail outlets when we spoke last, and now we've increased it by just 30,000. Sorry, by 10,000. This entire universe is huge, close to 300,000+ retail outlets. Our current partners within the network, which are stockists and distributors, are well invested and capable enough of handling this larger volume from a retail expansion purposes, and therefore, we've not found the requirement to increase the distribution strength or the super stockist strength. This is something, you know, as we grow, we keep evaluating. If we feel that our current channel partner for that particular geography is not being able to do significant justice, then only we try to open a new, you know, partner in the ecosystem. Till the time they are able to do justice, keep investing as per the requirements and norms of the company, and if there is no such need, then, you know, this network expansion is really not required. But retail expansion, as we've mentioned, we will, you know, continue to do it in a very concentrated way, whereby we will ensure that the throughput each outlet is maximized and only then keep increasing. And to meet the requirements of this retail universe, we've increased our sales team from 675 plus people to now that you see of 750 plus. And this expansion will further happen.
Sure. Any specific geography that we have targeted? Because 10,000 appears to be quite big if I look at the last 4-5 quarters, or rather 3-4 quarters.
So it's been almost pan-India, nothing specific geography-wise.
Sure. And I just want to understand our top-line growth a bit better. So we reported about 20% growth, but obviously a contribution of 3% comes from the hygiene product. And if I look at our like-to-like growth and knock off the hygiene product revenue, our growth will be at about 16% odd. And also, I believe that pens as a category is blossoming, and the contribution in 2Q will be much higher than what it would have been in the base quarter, although we are not sharing the numbers as such, which apparently indicates that the growth in the other core categories is perhaps a bit slow. I mean, paper is one example that you gave that witnessed some bit of a decline this time around. So are we seeing any kind of growth challenges in any other categories? Because apparently it appears that newer categories are basically the key levers for growth for us.
So, Jinesh, if I have to talk about category level growth, you know, scholastic stationery, which is our the largest category for us, that witnessed a growth of about 12%. Scholastic art business grew by 7%. But you need to understand a little bit, you know, while these two segments, you might think the growth was a little lower, but kits and combination pack sales grew by about 23%. Now, kits and combination pack is something which is manufactured using products from all the these segments, which is scholastic stationery, scholastic art. It's a combination of these products. So what happens is this was a season where, you know, this quarter we saw a little bit of festivals. Onam came in. Durga Puja, the buying that happens for Durga Puja, that all came in this quarter. So kits and combination pack demand increases. So as such, across all our segments, we continue to see a strong growth, strong demand. It's just that at an SKU level or segment level, it might change depending on, you know, like festive season, non-festive season, exam season, back to school season. At that level, there might be a little bit of changes. But growth has been, momentum has been strong. Definitely, like Santosh Bhai highlighted, there were certain challenges in the market. But with, you know, the support of our team and partners, we've been able to do reasonably well. And given the capacities will increase going forward, you know, our ability to serve the market would also improve.
So, Dinesh Bhai, I'm sure you're aware that, you know, we have a new pencil plant coming up. With a massive capacity of around 2.5 million pencils a day. So once that is, you know, that capacities are in place, I'm sure, you know, you'll see a significant growth, you know, for that particular period, you know, in scholastic stationery business as well.
Understood. So one last question from my side. In the opening remarks, you mentioned that we'll be kind of launching our new school bag. In 4Q of FY25, basically that is the period when the back-to-school business will gain momentum. So any thoughts or particular aspirations that you have with respect to achieving some kind of a, basically some top-line number that you have in mind? And also if you can share what kind of EBITDA margin does this category make? Because diapers is basically a margin-dilutive category for us. But will this category have margins similar to what we are reporting, or will it be higher? Any thoughts on that? And also some numbers, any aspirations that you have to scale this business going ahead?
So, Jinesh, you know, our keto revenue from operation stood at around 1.8 crore in Q2 FY 2025. It was, as you see, a sequential growth. It was 26%, you know, up compared to quarter one. So basically, I think, you know, this is in business where we are just, you know, taking very initial steps. Like, you know, for us, important is that, you know, we deliver a very excellent product to the trade primarily. And this business is absolutely going to be, you know, a business driven by enough margin in lines with the margins of DOMS. And we are sure that, you know, by in another couple of quarters, we'll be able to give more light, you know, to your answers. So for us, for now, you know, please wish us, you know, all your best wishes to graduate ourselves, you know, in this particular line as well.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, on margins, now you've been guiding for around 17% margin. And for consecutive two quarters, we were quite surprised. Apart from being surprised even last year on a positive note.
Sneha, I cannot hear you well.
Sorry to interrupt you, you use your handset. Your audio is breaking, ma'am.
Is it better now?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question was more related to margins. You've been surprising us on a positive note for consecutive two quarters and even of last year. Now you've guided for 17% sort of a margin. I understand Clapjoy, I mean, your unique plan will come with a lower margin. But for to achieve that 17% run rate, you'll have to go down to 15%, which is what we don't foresee going in the second half. So would you like to give any revised guidance for both FY25 as well as, you know, the coming times for the margin front?
So, Sneha, consolidated EBITDA margins for Q2 FY25 stood at about 18.8%. This margin expansion year-on-year was account of increase in ASPs and also the benefit from efficiency. However, sequentially, if you just see the results, you see that margins have declined from 19.4% to 18.8%, a decline of about 60 basis points. This decline in EBITDA margin, is primarily due to certain raw material prices increasing and, slight increase in selling and distribution costs and advertising spends. With Uniclan being, consolidated. At Uniclan, the EBITDA margins are between about, close to about 5 to 7%. So if you see in the entire second half being consolidated with a sales of about, run rate of about 15 to 17 crores, we believe on an average, the DOMS consolidated margin should come in the range of 17 to 17.5%. And, also on 1st October, on 3rd October, we distributed, ESOPs to eligible employees of the company. The accounting of ESOPs for this, 6-month period also should have an impact of about 0.2 to 0.3% on the margins. Therefore, you can definitely do the math well. You'll see probably our margins coming to that range of about 17 to 17.5%.
Understood, sir. That was helpful. Secondly, would like to know, we have spoken a lot on the, Uniclan acquisition, but just wanted to go back with some numbers. How are we doing with other acquisitions that we, took place? These Kiddo, what are the plans at this point of time in those acquisitions, or these Clapjoy? Some sense there would be helpful.
So, to start with Kiddo, Santosh Bhai already highlighted that, Kiddo made a revenue of about 1.8 crores in the second quarter, which was a growth of, sequential growth of 26%. Currently, about 60% of the business of Skido comes from, selling the products to DOMS, which DOMS utilizes in its kits and combination packs. Like we said, the product line is more or less ready. We would be introducing these products to the market by Q4 2024, and this would be across all our sales verticals. So once this once the launch happens, once we start getting feedback from the customers, we'll have a little bit of better idea. But this will be a slow and steady sort of a thing, because we'll have to collect a lot of market intelligence, and based on all the data that we receive, we will probably have a better sort of answer to your queries in the next or the call after that. With respect to ClapJoy, the revenues of ClapJoy in the second quarter stood at about 2 crore rupees, which was a growth of about 12% sequentially. In ClapJoy, we are pleased to, if you see year on year, so being close to the full year numbers, what they achieved in the previous year, we are very close to achieving that in the first 7 months of the current year. So there we are seeing good growth. ClapJoy now has started, has launched a product which is co-branded with DOMS. This is resulting in improved acceptance of their products. A lot of our channel players have started selling ClapJoy products as well. So both these companies, Kiddo and ClapJoy, are still on the learning curve, and probably over the next I would say about a year, 18 months, we would have a better, sense of how these businesses will go on. In terms of our other key, subsidiaries, Pioneer Stationery, we mentioned that this year, this quarter, they had a little bit of, a downward trend in terms of revenues, basically because of decline in raw material prices, and hence the selling price will be passed on the benefits to the customers. And also there was a little bit of impact on export sales, primarily to the US. However, their EBITDA has increased by approximately 5% during the period because of, again, the raw material prices. In terms of capacity, currently we are at about 70% utilization. With the new plant coming in, our capacity increases by about 20%. And, we are hopeful with the new product launch, that the redesigning that has happened, we'll be able to have a great back-to-school season for the paper stationery segment. Last is microwood. Here also, we said our capacity for mathematical instrument boxes increased by 20%. All these boxes get supplied by Microwood, the tin division, where we continue to increase capacities. Even in the paper division, which supplies us primary packing material, we continue to invest, increase capacities by almost 20 to 25%. So overall, all subsidiaries are doing well. Some need to be nurtured. The nurturing is happening, and very soon we'll have positive results from all of them.
Understood, sir. That was really helpful. All the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Resham Mehta with Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So the first one is on Uniclan. If you could just comment on the working capital cycle, how divergent it is from our core stationery business. And so that's the first question.
So basically, in terms of the working capital cycle, in terms of accounts receivable, yes, because they are a new and a growing company, they need to give an extended credit period. The credit period for them typically is about close to about 60 days right now. But other than that, their account payables and inventories are pretty much lined with our trends, which is, about 25 days and about 40 days respectively.
Okay. And since, you had the new sales conference, right? So if you could just comment on, how much is the overlap between the super stockists and distributors of Uniclan and the core stationery business?
So basically, there is no overlap as such. The entire perspective of doing this in Jaipur was to introduce our channel partners to the product and to the company management infrastructure. A lot of our existing channel partners in the stationery and art material segment have shown interest to become channel partners for the Uniclan products as well.
So you may see the overlap going forward.
The overlap will now come in, but the excitement levels are high. Like we said, more than 50 of our channel partners have shown interest in becoming a channel partner for Uniclan as well.
Got it. And on the Skido business, I just missed this. So we are yet to launch products, and that happens Q4 FY25, current financial year onwards. Did I hear that
yes.
right? Okay.
So this product is very, it's a little seasonal from a back-to-school perspective. Bags, you see, there's a very high demand comes during the back-to-school season. So our intention is to launch, this new line of DOMS bags in the market during the upcoming back-to-school season. And hence we planned the launch around end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter.
Got it. And lastly, on the pens business, so would it be possible for you to quantify the pen revenues for the first half of this financial year versus what was it last year? And also the revenue salience of rupee 5 pen segment within the overall revenue?
So at the pen level, a little difficult, but if you see office supplies, which predominantly constitutes pen, we've seen a growth of approximately 97%. Our office supply business in the first half stands at about 96 crores compared to about 48 crores in the previous year same period. And this increase has been primarily driven through the increase in volume of writing pens, volume and sales of writing pens.
Okay. And how much was it in the last... first half, H1 of FY24?
About 48 crores. That also included pen business, significant amount of pen business. So the ballpoint pen business and all started. Actually, we launched writing pens in June 23.
Okay. And the revenue variance of rupee 5 pens within the pen revenue?
Honestly, Reshma, don't have that, we've not actually don't have that figure of breakup, but like we mentioned, predominantly, our products are targeted towards kids and school consumption. Currently, maximum pens that we sell are under the 5 rupee MRP segment and 10 rupee segment. The new facility that we've, started for pens, there's the focus on 10 rupees is slightly higher, while the current two facilities is more for the 5 rupee segment.
Got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. My question is, what is the 3-year in a way business plan or 5-year business plan in terms of the exports business, because we are doing exceedingly well in domestic part of the business. So whether the management will be investing more time in driving the domestic business more, or how we should think about in terms of the export business, because it is not just one geography, multiple geographies. So some amount of management bandwidth in different geographies will also be required. So how should we think in terms of 3 to 5 year window on that?
So basically, as of now, we are present in about 50 plus countries, where we sell our DOMS products. To increase, our presence to more countries. We are already in discussion with FILA subsidiaries across the world, where they have better presence, and we are likely to start our launch through FILA subsidiaries in those countries where we are not present right now, from the beginning of the next financial year. The target is very simple, that we would like to, as our domestic business is also growing very rapid, we would like to maintain a balance of about close to between 15 to 20% of business, coming from exports. As we've always been, domestic driven company, and still we feel that there is enough space to occupy business and increase our business in domestic. We would love to remain a little conservative in terms of growing our exports too much extensive. So you can expect a range of around 15 to 20%, which will come from our export part of business in another 3 to 5 years.
Okay, sure, sir. Understood. Second question is on the brands other than Doms. So, for example, we have some brands like C3 or even Fixifix, or to some extent Neon is a sub-brand. Amariz is also one brand. So how is the performance of these sub-brands, and will we see more investment in the sub-branding or driving these brands relatively bigger from current levels so as to diversify from Doms brand also?
So I'll just explain, what brand does what, So basically C3 is a brand which is more of a rural brand, sell our non-wood pencils. This business is been growing not extensive, but in a gradual way. There is another brand which is Amariz, which is our fine art brand, this particular brand we just started this around in the early this year. I'm sure you are so this is sub brand of Doms, and this the business from Amariz have just started seeing the light, since last quarter. We are expecting a very decent and very aggressive results, in another quarters to come. There is another brand which is Fixifix, which is a brand related to our adhesive category, and we again started very early this year, and we are expecting the same results, very positive results. The initial response from the market has been very well accepting, and I'm sure in another couple of quarters we'll have more light on the results as well.
Sir, Anirudh, just to add, Fixifix, Amariz are all sub brands. So whenever we talk about the Dom sales, it includes the sales of Amariz and Fixifix. Going forward, we'll have one additional brand which will become significant, is Wowper, which will be for the baby hygiene product segment. But otherwise, the three umbrella brands, if you can call, would be Dom, C3, and Wowper.
Okay, sure, sir. Understood. Very, very helpful. Many thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aditya Deora with Divisha Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So what kind of capacity we are working for the school bag, which we plan to launch in Q4?
For what product, Aditya?
I'm asking, what kind of capacity we are working for the school bag, which we plan to launch in Q4?
School bag.
Aditya, you would like to start with around, 25,000 bags a month, to begin with. Once we have really, we start getting, you know, the response and you know, the more, you know, intellect about the market, I think we'll gradually increase the capacities there.
Perfect. Your bags are of really good quality, the ones you provide in the kit. And any other white spaces we are working on right now?
Not really.
But sir, we are not something that you do, but as a company, we are always looking for exciting opportunities within our universe. You know, we love partnering with technocrats, people who love their product, have good understanding of manufacturing capabilities. And if there is anything interesting, we'll always keep evaluating. But as of now, you know, the focus is definitely on successfully implementing our growth plans for the stationery segment, and at the same time, you know, doing justice to the Uniclan acquisition.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ajay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Bora from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. On pen, can you talk about like the competitive intensity? You're rapidly expanding market capacity and you would have gained market share. Are you seeing any response from the competition, especially in rupee 5 segment where you might have gained market share? And also, what's the distribution reach now versus the market leader?
See, Kunal bhai, you know, probably when, like, you know, when we entered with our 5 rupee pens, probably, you know, the most of the organized players had already withdrawn, you know, from this particular category, this particular price point. So, right now, you know, luckily we have a first mover advantage when it comes to, you know, organized players, you know, in writing instruments for 5 rupee segment. Of course, we are expecting, you know, sudden comebacks, but still, you know, we right now are enjoying first mover advantage, and as I said, you know, we are selling all the capacities we produce, and we are still, you know, working on more capacities for the time for another, like, you know, in another certain month to come.
Understood. So far you've not seen any response from the competition, and you continue to gain market share, especially in the 5 rupee pen.
Yeah, I think yes, you know, we are doing well, and we'll keep doing well because our products are unique. Our products are, you know, very distant, you know, from what is right now available. So it looks like we'll be doing good, you know.
You are making decent margins in 5 rupees, and competition, which might be larger compared to you, is not able to make margins in 5 rupee pen. Is that how it's working out?
Kunal, like, you know, we've always worked, you know, on technology and, you know, high-tech solutions. So, like, you know, I'm sure, you know, if you've seen our plants, you know, they are much more high-tech and, you know, they are fully, you know, driven with automation and robotics. So, with the help of, you know, this automation and technology, we are able to produce this 5 rupee pens and also, you know, make a decent margin for the company.
Understood. And lastly, can you talk about the timeline of the new factory going live? Are you on track to get the first factory up and running in the new plot of land by end of 25? Also, if the market remains, like, say, no, you're not seeing weakness, but otherwise, market is weak. Generally, consumer demand is weak. Would you look to postpone or spread out the capacity utilization if the market remains weak, or you are fully confident that there will be enough demand?
Kunal bhai, we are fully confident about the demand, and we are also confident about, you know, the pipeline of the innovation what we have in place right now. What we are just waiting for is that, you know, the start of the new plant, which is likely to, you know, to start in FY26, that's the only way we have, but still, you know, with our existing capacities, we are trying to accommodate all the newness, you know, what we are bringing to this particular, you know, category right now.
Understood. Thanks a lot, Sandeshwar, and all the best.
Thanks a lot, Nandai.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mosam Mehta with Well Guardian. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. Please
go ahead. Hi.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just wanted one bookkeeping question regarding the breakup, sales breakup for last year, September 23 quarter.
From a segment-wise perspective?
Yes, product category-wise, yeah. So scholastic, stationery, and all.
So in Q2 FY 23-24, scholastic stationery was approximately 44%.
Okay.
Scholastic art was about 28%.
Okay.
Kits and combination was 9%. Similarly, paper stationery. Office supplies was about 7%. Hobby and craft, fine art were close to 1%. And that time we did not have anything in hygiene, so that was 0%. Others was some other trading and all such things.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your precious time, and looking forward to meeting everyone again next year very soon. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.